Good morning. BBC Radio Shropshire Breakfast, 10 minutes past eight. 3 years after it was founded, Shropshire Council's private company IP&E is making itself public, and it has a new website. It was set up by the ruling Tory group to generate new business and bring in more money for the local authority. And it does this by allowing the council to use its departments to tender for work with other organisations. However, it's been dogged by criticism from opposition councillors and members of the public who claim it's secretive. This is denied by bosses in Shire Hall. Liberal Democrat councillor Andy Boddington has concerns about the company and he's on the line now. Morning.
Morning, Claire.
Now, we obviously hear regular criticism about IP&E, but isn't the council just trying to bring in extra money?
It is, but the amount of money it can bring in is limited. But the critical point is the secrecy that surrounds the organisation. That what we've had 3 years in to the organisation existing, we're only just beginning to see what it's doing. And that on the public side is really very limited.
I mean, the council denies that. What would you say to them?
Well, I think they're wrong. You know, they've published a business plan which was discussed at Cabinet yesterday. When you look at this, this is the sort of information that any company with shareholders, and we are all in Shropshire shareholders of this company, that any company with shareholders would put that sort of information out to financial analysts, to the Financial Times, so that people look at it and scrutinise it and see whether investment is likely to make money.
Surely then, this is a good decision if it's making itself public.
Well, the business plan is not public, and that's what we're arguing about. There's only very limited financial information. The new IP&E website, which looks good, it's very nice promotional, but says nothing about what it will deliver back to Shropshire.
So, residents, do they really care as long as they're getting their services?
I think it's really important that public services are scrutinised. And, you know, the major function of the public sector is to deliver things for public good in a public way. IP&E, being a private company, has very limited scrutiny. Freedom of information requests will be allowed, but they'll be more limited than Shropshire Council. It's not clear if we can call the heads of the companies within IP&E, the organisations within it, to scrutiny panels at all. And we're going to get a lot less public scrutiny.
What's your biggest fear about all of this?
That in the end, we're putting a lot of effort, which is really driven by a distrust, a dislike of public sector and public sector jobs, and it won't deliver much money. Let me give you an example. That if IP&E has a turnover of Shropshire Council of 200 million in a few years' time, then it's only allowed to do 20 million contracting work with other bodies, and that's European rules and legal cases, something called TECL. And if it's doing 20 million trade, well, realistically, in the public sector, you might sort of say 10% or so profit. So that's 2 million a year profit. Now, that's not huge in public sector terms, but the risk is so high that Shropshire Council's actually not putting any revenue from IP&E into its future accounts because it can't guarantee getting them. And it's not even transferring staff formally at the moment, or many of them. It's seconding them because it's not certain that it will operate correctly. Things like planning, for example. Can you deliver the planning function within a private company?
At the last full council meeting a few weeks ago, the leader of the authority, Keith Barrow, held a leaflet about IP&E, and he said it was delivered to voters in Shropshire ahead of the council elections in 2013. And that's what they voted for.
Well, obviously not everybody. I'm not sure everybody understood it. Also, the leaflet didn't go out to quite all houses. I mean, I never received one. That I think is taking it too far because nobody really knew what it was. It's coming clear now, and I don't think that gave him an absolute mandate to do what he wishes.
What do you want, Andy?
I think we need to open this company up so that I think the business plan, if it needs a few redactions, then redact it, but put that out so that people see what's happening. I think it needs stronger governance. There's only four shareholders at the moment, no independent directors. The governance is really odd. The Memorandum of Association actually allows the directors to act in their own private interests on the board. And things like that need deleting. I'm not suggesting anybody's done that, by the way. I'm sure they haven't. But you shouldn't have that sort of thing in a sort of basically what's a public body. And, you know, we need to rethink IP&E, opening out. If Keith really wants people to embrace IP&E and think it's the future for this county, then we need to know more about it.
Good to talk to you. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Sir Andy Boddington, Liberal Democrat councillor. Shropshire Council told us that all reports are available on their website and they are in regular contact with Andy Boddington to provide him with the information he wants when asked.